tough. Elizabeth Gear brought her husband and their 7 children across the plains to Oregon. When they reached the settlement of Portland, Elizabeth sold the wagon and stock to pay rent on a lean-to shed off the back of a cabin. Her husband, who was sick and confined to bed, had to be carried to their new quarters. Every night, Elizabeth prayed that her husband would get well and that life would become easier. But the prayers were not answered. Food was expensive and scarce. Pork cost 10 cents a pound, and potatoes were 75 cents per bushel. But the Native Americans sold salmon for 4 cents a pound, and the family subsisted on a diet of fish. Adding to Elizabeth's concerns were the children. They became sick. At one time, 5 of them were down, too sick to move, and all Elizabeth could do was to make them comfortable and hope for the best. She could not afford to pay for a doctor's care. On the first day of February, 1849, Elizabeth wrote in her diary,
"This day, my dear husband, my last remaining friend, died."
The following day, she entered,
"Today we buried my earthly companion. Now I know what none but widows know. That is, how comfortless is a widow's life, especially when left in a strange land, without money or friends, in the care of 7 children.